World of Wonders, Inspiring the Future.
Chapter 1, Flying Gold, Honey and Honeybees. Getting Ready.
1. In 2012, beekeepers in Ribeauville in France had to destroy the honey their bees had produced. 2. This was because the hives did not contain regular golden honey, but blue and green-colored honey. 3. The farmers were worried and searched for evidence to explain the mysterious honey. 4. They discovered that large amounts of candy from a local Mars factory were stored nearby. 5. The bees had been getting sugar from the colored candy instead of from local flowers and crops.
Reading.
Most people enjoy sweet foods. We even use words like sugar, sweetheart, sweetie, honey, and honeymoon in connection with love and romance. Of all the sweet foods that we eat, honey is probably the oldest. But have you ever thought about how we get honey, or about honey itself? Honey is the only food eaten by humans that is produced by an insect. Honey is a food made by bees so that they have something to eat during the winter. To make honey, bees visit flowers, drink the nectar they make each day, and then return to the hive. Enzymes in the bees change the sugar in the nectar, sucrose, into the sugars that we like to eat, glucose and fructose. In the hive, the bees mix the nectar together and then let water evaporate from it. The result is honey, which is stored in a honeycomb made from beeswax. An average beehive contains between 20,000 and 40,000 worker bees, which collect the nectar. However, there is not much nectar in one flower, so for a beehive to make 1 kilogram of honey, the bees need to make about 1 million nectar-collecting trips. That means each worker bee in a hive must visit between 25 and 50 flowers for each kilogram of honey made by the hive. Each year, an average hive will produce around 20 kilograms of honey. No wonder we say someone who is very busy is a busy bee. In 2010, more than 1.5 million tons of honey, worth $1.2 billion, was consumed around the world. One quarter of all the world's honey comes from just one country, China. Africa and the European Union produce about 12% of the world's honey supply each, with the rest of the world producing the remaining 50% of the world's honey. Honey is a special food. Because it contains a very high level of sugar and a very low level of water, bacteria and fungi cannot survive in it. As a result, honey is the only food that does not go bad. Furthermore, the different flowers visited by the honeybees all add different flavors to the honey, and honey's made by honeybees visiting just one kind of flower, such as heather or acacia, are very popular. Although honey is mostly made of different kinds of sugar, it also contains small amounts of vitamins and minerals, including B vitamins, iron, magnesium, and zinc. As well as a food and a sweetener, honey is used in cooking and also to make an alcoholic drink called mead. Honey is also used by doctors. Because bacteria and fungi cannot survive in honey, it is useful for treating infections that are resistant to antibiotics. There is also evidence that honey can help burns to heal more quickly. However, because honey sometimes contains botulinum spores, which can cause botulism, it shouldn't be given to children under 1 year old. Honey is not the only product made by honeybees that humans use. Beeswax is used to make candles, hand cream and other skincare products, cosmetics such as eyeliner and lipstick, chewing gum, medicine capsules, shoe polish, and surfboard wax. It is even used in surgery to stop bones from bleeding. Every year, around 10,000 tons of beeswax, worth $100 million, is used globally. However, the most important service provided to humans by honeybees is neither honey nor beeswax. It is fertilizing our crops. As the worker bees collect nectar, they also pick up pollen from the flowers. As they fly from flower to flower, the pollen is spread around, fertilizing the plants. with the exception of crops such as rice, wheat, corn, and barley, which use the wind to spread their pollen, all of the crops we grow are fertilized by insects like bees. The value of the fertilization service provided by bees is estimated at $50 billion in Europe and more than $100 billion in Africa. Without honeybees to fertilize our crops, we would struggle to feed ourselves, and our diets would have very little variety. Honeybees fertilize all of our fruits and nuts, most of our beans and vegetables, and many of our herbs and spices. Imagine living in a world without oranges, tomatoes, potatoes, grapes, chili peppers, coffee, or chocolate. As well as a boring and hungry world, we would lack clothes as well. Cotton is also fertilized by honeybees. But this could be our future. As a result of pollution from pesticides used in agriculture, infection by the varroa mite, and climate change, honeybees have been dying in huge numbers in recent years. Unless we find ways to protect our honeybees soon, our 10,000-year honeymoon with honey may soon be over.
Summary.
Humans love sweet flavors, so it is no surprise that we love the taste of honey. However, honey is not only used as a sweetener in our cooking, it is also used by doctors to heal burns because its high level of sugar kills bacteria as effectively as regular antibiotics. As well as honey, we also collect the beeswax that bees make and use it in products ranging from candles to lipstick. Finally, bees fertilize our crops as they collect pollen, and this is the most valuable service they provide humanity.